something to eat and drink. I'm reading the verse number 41. Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. Okay, Elijah is saying, go, telling the king, go eat something, because I can hear the sound of a mighty rain. Okay? That is the second point I want to tell you as a key to your breakthrough. You have to hear the sound of your breakthrough. Some people, you know, they want to see the breakthrough. They don't want to, you know, hear the sound, they want to really see it. Like, you know, there are people who come to church and, you know, we pray for them. And every time we say, brother, we are praying for you, sister, we are praying for you, God, but everything. Like, you know, my problem and then the list of the problems. But, you know, every time they are able to see is only the list of the problems. Every time what the report they have to bring back is the problem. Because they are not able to hear the sound of the breakthrough. We need to be able to hear the sound of breakthrough. You know, in this situation, when Elijah is hearing the sound of breakthrough, what is Ahab doing? The king, who really is waiting for rain, he went to eat and drink. Ahab told, you go eat and drink because I hear the sound of rain. Now here's a king who is waiting for rain. If I were to imagine myself in place, I would say, forget about eating, drinking. I'm going to sit here till the rain comes, you know. The most important thing for me right now. But Ahab didn't believe it, or he didn't really, you know, get the revelation like Elijah gets. He went away to eat. While Elijah could hear the sound of rain. And he said to the servant, go and look towards the sea. And the servant went and looked. Did the servant hear the sound of rain? No. He went and looked, and he came back and, you know, he said, I can't see nothing. That's the word that is saying. I didn't see anything. You know, he is going by his sight. Elijah is going by the prophetic word which God has given him inside his spirit. A word which, you know, is very clear even in the midst of the circumstances which point otherwise. He is able to hear that word clearly, that there is going to be a mighty rain. And he is able to hear the sound of that rain. It's already coming. I just remember one situation of our life, you know. We had, you know, our bank account has gone dry many times. You know, till about 6 to 7 years ago when God, you know, completely restored our finances. You know, so there was one such day when our, you know, account was absolutely khali. Like Anil went to the bank and he checked that it is like even, you know, it's below the minimum balance, it's like, you know, finished. So he came back and he came and told me, Deepa, there is nothing in the account, it's finished. We were doing business that time, so, you know, there were some things, some seeds we had sown here and there, but there is, you know, no sight. In sight, there was nobody called and said, tomorrow you will get the check or something. So I was, you know, being a woman, very practical, I was absolutely upset. And you know, when he came and told me this, you know, I said, why are you even telling me this? You know, it's anything worth saying. Because I know it's khali, you know. And you know, he said, Deepa, today when I went to the church, and went to the bank, God spoke to me something. And when I saw that the account was empty, so I said, what? You know, when, you know, we have a Gujarati neighbor, they have every year, when the, in the summer time, they fill up the stock for the whole year. So they have these huge, you know, vessels in which they fill up rice for the whole year. They fill up the, you know, spices and everything. So before the, during summer, they clean it up and they put it on the terrace and so that it kind of, you know, sunlight is there and then it's ready to store. So he's telling me, when I was in the bank, I felt God telling me, like your neighbor cleaned up the vessel to fill it up for the year. I'm going to fill up your account now. So it's just the cleaning that I have done. You know, so I thought, oh, that's a good story, you know, that you are telling me. I wish it is true. And really, you know, I want to testify this. Within 2 days, There was a guy who, there were three people who, you know, decided to buy, from our business, and we had such a, you know, a heavy check coming in that for some time we kept looking at the check before we even put it in the bank. And I would like to believe, you know, that he could hear the sound of rain in that situation. I wanted to see a check or to hear a call, but he could hear the sound of rain. It's coming. So the circumstance, which was really bad that day, was lit up, you know, in the light of the, you know, what God is seeing it like, you know. I also remember another situation when, time is pressing, but I, another situation when I was, we were, you know, looking for a holiday, and, so I was looking for a job, and we didn't have enough money. Take care of it. As I told you many times, we have had this situation. So I had applied for jobs and nothing was coming through, and Anil was also looking for jobs. And then, you know, Anil told me one day that, you know, Deepa, I feel we should go for a holiday. I said, come on, yes, this is the time to go for a holiday. We are having such, troubles, and we are waiting every day for some breakthrough. He said, I think that you are going to become really busy. Before that, I want to take you for a holiday. And I just, you know, those are some occasions which just came to my, you know, memory while I was writing this. We really went for a very simple holiday, which we could afford. But when I came back, my appointment letter was waiting for me. So it's one thing to see the breakthrough, and another to be able to hear the sound of breakthrough. And Elijah heard the sound of breakthrough. Every time the servant went out and came back, what he said? I can see nothing. And Elijah again told him, go look for something. And I would like to believe that the cloud was there the first time he went. But it took him 7 trips to finally see it. And when he came back, he said, I can see a cloud of the size of a fist. And Elijah immediately stood up and he told, go tell Ahab to immediately take his journey back, otherwise he will get stuck on the way, it's going to rain like that. See, what is the response of the servant when he saw the cloud? See, it's just the size of a fist in the big sky, empty sky. But what Elijah said, come on, quickly, prepare for the rain. The cloud has come. Elijah was able to see the abundant rain hidden in that small cloud. Whereas the servant saw the empty sky and not the, you know, and how little the cloud was. That is the word that the servant did. I can see a little, you know, cloud. That's the difference in the way a child of God, when you take the journey to your breakthrough, begin to hear the sound of breakthrough. You know, breakthrough is not a destination, it's a journey. And before takeoff, many things need to happen. Here what happens, what's important is the attitude of Elijah vis-a-vis the attitude of the servant or the king. Because Elijah's attitude is that of a attitude of hope. And that of the others is that of the attitude, it's an attitude of despondency or a hopelessness. Elijah's language is, that of certainty. But the language of others is that of doubt, especially of the servants. They're always pointing out to the problem area. You know, sometimes you are praying for some people and how their language is. You prayed, but. You pray for them and immediately after the prayer, again they start, you know, my problem is so bad. Yeah, boss, I just prayed. You are like, you know, you feel for that person that you don't want to pray for that person anymore. Because, you know, breakthrough will not come because you're praying for that person. Breakthrough is a journey that person has to take in partnership with God. And in that, the attitude is very, very important. And, you know, I come to the last part, last point. You know, I've told you 2 points till now. One is, begin the journey with God. First, breakthrough, the journey of breakthrough begins with God. And second, hear the sound of breakthrough. just like the sound of that engine from the plane was a sound of breakthrough for me. I knew that now something is going to happen. The plane will take off. You learn to hear the sound of breakthrough. Have the attitude that will keep make you ready for the breakthrough. Okay, the last point is take action. Take action. Do something about it, both in physical and in the spiritual sense. Breakthrough will not come if you just keep waiting for it. It will not come and knock at your door if you are just waiting for your breakthrough. Take some action. Take positive action towards your breakthrough. Like Elijah went and, you know, began, the passage begins with him praying. You know, they say that he went and bent down and put his knees, a head in between his knees, and he's like, you know, praying, asking God for a breakthrough. And does it stop there? No. He's telling servant, go, see, come back. It's not like lost in some spiritual thing. He's also taking action. You know, there are some people who want breakthrough desperately. They want the breakthrough desperately as of yesterday. It should have happened. So they come and, you know, ask for people to pray, that even in the ladies' prayer, men's prayer, pray. But, you know, they don't take the action. They don't take the action. They are, you know, just saying, you pray or kuch hona chahiye. But doesn't work like that. You know, there is a person I can remember here. I used to tell her, you need a breakthrough in your life. Come for the Sunday service. Hear the word of God. Something from the word will speak into your life and it will, you know, stir up something. You need that. No, I don't get auto from there, you know. And, you know, so you come by bus, oh, but the bus comes very frequency is very bad. Oh, but my child, you know, it doesn't wake up. But, you know, this and that. Then every time you call me and you tell me, pray for me, it's going to work? It's not going to work. Even I know. You know, like, because unless she moves, she has to take a step. Like you go to the mall, you go see the door is closed in the mall, you take one step towards the door and it's something like that. You need to take some action for your breakthrough. So that's the, you know, last point that, you know, I want to say. There is some anointing God has given in your life. Start moving in that anointing. Start, you know, for me and Anil, we've been doing business for, I think, around now 7 years. And it's a very, I must tell you, the world market is very, very competitive. It's extremely competitive. And I am, like, proudly saying that we don't have anyone in sales for the 7 years. Because God is the one who sells for us. Really. My friends can't believe this, that we don't have a sales department or a sales person. Because when we build the, you know, we work towards building the house of the Lord, He works for building our house. And He's not a liar, He's the one who speaks the truth. And I testify this, you know, I've been the recipient of His abundant grace. Much unmerited favor in our business. Sometimes someone says, if you leave this church pastoring, one of our close relatives, you know, from Anil's family, he told us, ये मेरा भाई अगर पास्टर नहीं होता ना तो आज ये कहाँ होता. In English it means that if my brother was not a pastor, he would have conquered the world by now. He's so talented. All his time goes in pastoring. I told him that, you know, bhaiya, do you know that why our business is working? Because we are pastors. It's not the other way around. When we were like, you know, we were nothing. Today what we are, because we are just taking, it's not that we are doing any, people are doing mighty things for the Lord. But the small steps that we take is not a debtor to anyone. Get busy building the kingdom of God. Even the house of God needs breakthrough in the lives of the people who are not, you know, you yourself but others who are in the church. So get busy doing that. Start operating in the anointing. Build, do things which are close to God. I want to the heart of God, and I want to ask some of you, you know, all of you, this question: that, you know, are you today waiting for some breakthrough in your life? Yes. I want to tell you something very powerful. You know, you are waiting for breakthrough and God is waiting for you. Because He already has your breakthrough in His hand. He's just waiting for you. It's not you waiting on God for your breakthrough, it's God waiting for you. To, you know, understand these deep truths and just claim the breakthrough which is yours. Just take it, it is for you. You are the greatest catalyst for your breakthrough. You are the greatest catalyst. Nobody else is going to stop it. And I, even as I have shared this, you know, I haven't shared all that I wanted to share, but I believe this is what God wanted me to share. The three things. You know, if you are waiting for any breakthrough in your life, remember the three things. Begin the journey with God. Second, don't wait for the breakthrough to happen. Learn to hear the sound of the breakthrough. And live your life, you know, knowing that it's on the way. And third is take action. Both spiritual and in the physical realm. You know, breakthroughs are more spiritual than physical. So take action. May God reveal that to you. And as I pray for you and close this, so shall we just bow our heads in prayer and I just pray to God for our situation. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, thank you, Lord, the design, one who designs our breakthrough. The Lord who masters our breakthrough, Lord. And Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, right here in this room, there are people who have tasted the breakthrough that you have given them. And Lord, we just, you know, come to you, Lord God, with the people who are still waiting for the breakthrough. Or some new, Lord God, problems that have cropped up in the lives of people, Lord, bring all of them into your mighty hands, Lord. And Lord, we understand this today, Lord. It's not about what we get at the end of it. It's about who we become, Lord God, as we take the journey towards our breakthrough, Lord. And we commit all of us into your mighty hands, Lord. Pray for our children, our young children, Lord God, even if they, as they have challenges in their studies and in their, Lord God, career, Lord, just commit them into your hands, Lord. Lord, let them begin the journey with you, Lord. Praying for the young, Lord God, people who are looking for suitable partners in marriage, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will provide breakthrough, Lord God, in those situations, Lord. Pray for the, Lord God, couples and the families, Lord. Pray for your breakthrough in their careers, in their family relationships, Lord God, in their finances, Father God. Lord, above all, Lord, pray for a breakthrough in situations, Lord God, for the church, Lord God. Lord, Lord, the situations where the church is, Lord God needs a breakthrough, Lord. We bring them to you, Lord. Bring those situations to you, Lord. We want to invite you in those situations, Lord. And we want to say we want to begin a journey towards this breakthrough, Lord God, with you, Abba, Father. And Lord, we really rejoice, Lord, for our breakthrough is very near, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, even as the words have come from you, Abba, Father, pray that none of this will be lost or stolen away by the enemy, Lord, but it will do deep work in the lives of the people, Lord, and it will become a revelation in their lives, Lord God. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.